This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Uman Ezra here on the evening edition. Taking a look at the clock right now, it's 5:09 p.m. Shortly after this, we're going to be talking about a story of kids and I guess how they perceive the world and the misconceptions that one has, especially at a young, early age where everything's so pure and
we don't understand the world around us quite yet, right?
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about this story, I guess, Ezra, and you know, what are some of the misconceptions I had growing up, especially with regards to language and words that you can and cannot use or say, or maybe just not say in front of grown-ups, remember that?
Do you remember
your first experience with using a bad word?
Well, it wasn't so much a bad word, but it got a bit of a... a bit of a reaction from my mom. I remember I was a kid, and
these are good.
So there was a Green Day album called Insomniac, and a music video that
with explicit lyrics.
Well, not so much that, but there was a lyric that goes, "I'm on a roll, no self control. I'm blowing off steam with methamphetamines."
Oh, nice.
So I didn't understand what methamphetamines were.
Of course not.
So I asked my mom, "Hey, mom, what's methamphetamines?" And she's like, "It's a particular type of drug." Ezra, why are you asking me?
She's freaking out. How old were you?
Oh, well, I mean, this album probably would have come out in the mid-90s, so I would have probably just been a teenager or so.
Right.
And it was just a very, you know, then your parents start thinking, what is my son reading, listening to, being exposed to? And of course, I didn't think any more of it than just a word that rhymed for that particular lyric, but yeah.
So I don't know, for my experience was the F word. And I don't know where I heard that word or learned that word. I'm assuming it was a movie, right? Probably some VHS.
Right.
But how it came across was I was playing Scrabble with my mom.
Oh, and you
I
had certain letters.
But I had no idea what it meant.
Yeah.
Right? I just knew it was a word that I'd heard being used.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, "Where did you hear this word?"
Yeah.
And my mom was doing the whole modern parenting thing, "Let's have a conversation about this."
Yeah.
And, you know, "You cannot use this word in front of your teachers. It's a bad word. It means bad things," all that stuff. And my only thing was, "Hey, there's an F and there's a K on a triple word score. Do I get the points?"
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
That's all you're worried about. You weren't concerned about profanity whatsoever. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that shortly after this. Stay tuned to the evening edition on BFM 89.9.
Being first matters. BFM 89.9.
Now, if you're familiar with the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, he does this little segment where they get kids to explain certain things or terms, and that sometimes leads to some funny answers.
What is adultery?
Parenting that is fun, nourishing, and all sorts of things.
Are your parents adulterers?
Yes.
Both?
Yes.
How's that?
Fun.
Fun, yeah.
And so, Uman Ezra here on the Evening Edition. We're taking a look at this story about, I guess, kids and childhood misconceptions make a little bit more sense sometimes than the grown-up reality that we live in. And so, when you think about things like terms, for example, like guerrilla warfare, you know, people think that was the type of scenario where guerrillas duked it out on the battlefield.
You're talking Planet of the Apes.
That's right. When you think about the phrase gunpoint, people think it's an actual location.
Where did they meet? Well, they were at gunpoint. Where is gunpoint?
Underground
railroad, you know, they think subterranean railway that the slaves had actually built, right? It wasn't that, obviously.
Yeah.
And you know, so here's I guess these misunderstandings that we often have about the world around us sometimes make make more sense. Sometimes it's a great escape from the dark reality that is the world around us, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this is an article we found because Jennifer Wright was on Twitter, and essentially there was a call of response type Twitter action going on where she asked the question, "What's the weirdest thing you remember misunderstanding as a kid?" And for her, it's like the clip we just heard from Jimmy Kimmel. "I thought adultery meant pretending to be an adult."
Yeah.
right? And so, I mean, we've had Ezra and I just before this just shared our experiences with foul language, or not just foul language, but also big people words that we may not should have, or we may should not have known as children, and asked our parents, which kind of freaked them out a little bit. In your case, it was methamphetamines. In my case, it was the F word. And you know, I think this is not an experience that's necessarily unique to us, right? I think it's something that happens to everyone.
And it's also interesting because as you get a little bit older and your familiarity with language becomes a little bit more proficient, it suddenly starts to, the description of things seem a lot darker. There's more layers to it as well, and it's not sort of the pristine thing that we imagine in our heads.
And also, I was reading the story, and of course, this story is set in an American context where everyone is a naturalized English speaker, you know? And it's doubly worse for people over here, for someone like us, where, you know, English isn't our first language.
Yeah.
So therefore, there is also an act of translation that can cause some serious comedy as well, because you also see that between words that Malay words that we use, which Indonesians find very funny because it means something completely different in Bahasa Indonesia.
That's right.
I think they find the idea of kerajaan, because they're a republic, that government is rooted in the word Raja, king, quite amusing, right?
Yeah. Well, we're crossing over to developmental pediatrician Dr. Rajini Saravanandan. Thank you, Dr. Rajini, for joining us on the Evening Edition. And maybe you could explain to us how children understand things at different ages.
Okay, so when you think about toddlers, they understand things the way they have seen it being done, used. So if you're thinking about words, you know, they hear the words we use, and, you know, if it's accompanied by actions, so they start to put into context what words are, what actions are. So they learn it as they see it. And then as they start to build sort of on their imagination, so they take in inputs from, say, what they've watched, games they've played, other children they've mixed with, then this then changes the way they learn things, in that they soon realize that, a ball's not just for me to roll to mummy back and forth. I can use a throw ball to maybe hit someone on the head, and that's funny because they've seen a big brother do that. So children will start to pick up things based on what they see and hear. And that goes with vocabulary, that goes with how they do things, and it depends on a few things, the child's own cognitive abilities to be able to analyze and reason, the child's environment, what they see around them, what they're exposed to.
So, Doc, do you recall something that you used to misunderstand as a child?
Yeah, so, you know, when you asked me this, the first thing that I can think of, and it sounds a bit silly, but, you know the word female dog. Well, I'm born in the year of the dog, and so was my, I had a tutor who came in to help me with maths and Bahasa, and she was born in the year of the dog. Mm. And I think I was about 11, so, you know, most 11-year-olds now understand the context in which you use that term. But I knew it very innocently as meaning a female dog. So I just said to this tutor, and it was with other people, hey, Mrs. So-and-so, you and I are bitches. And everybody just burst out laughing. My teacher was aghast. She goes, how can you say that?
Right.
And I was just so innocent about it all. But I was excited to find out that she was born in the year of the dog. And it was only afterwards that my sister, who was in the same class and who was 18 months older than me, said to me, you don't know what that word means. And I was so embarrassed. And I'm sure there's so many other cool kids out there who've made similar mistakes. But yeah.
And so just on that particular note, I guess the question is, what should parents do? Should parents be correcting a child if they express some sort of misconception?
So this is where it's important to know when to step in to correct it or not. You know, if you're trying to explain things to children, you have to look at their level of understanding, what they're exposed to. And you also need to think about, okay, is that misconception going to affect her socially? And I think if it is, and your child is a social butterfly, then you do need to step in to correct that misconception. Or if that misconception is going to hurt someone else, then it is important to. But bearing in mind the level of understanding of your child and what he or she is able to understand. And this is where, as parents, if you have good communication between a child and a parent, you have a good relationship, you will understand that and you will know when to step in. Don't do it because you're embarrassed by your child showing you up in public. You know, I think that's the wrong reason to step in and correct that misconception. But how that misunderstanding is going to affect that child, I think, is very important.
So are there potential downsides to parents that fail to explain certain terms to children?
The biggest concern for me is when children aren't able to turn to parents when they have doubts in their minds and they start turning to peers. And I think what's more worrying now is children turn to social media, online friends whom they may not know, and then in itself, you know, will result in a whole host of other issues, befriending people that they're not aware of, opening up to people, people can take advantage of them, and so on and so forth.
Dr. Rajini, thank you very much for your insights. That was developmental pediatrician Dr. Rajini Saravanandan. And, you know, she brings up a good point, especially with kids who are exposed to social media. Where are they redirecting those queries and questions to? And, you know, I'm hoping that there isn't a gap between how parents and kids, in terms of how they communicate some of these questions.
But
right?
Every time we speak to, I guess, academics or developmental psychologists, and, you know, we always get this, it's an idealized response. The reality, however, is that I think many kids and many parents don't create that environment where kids feel comfortable
to ask questions.
I mean, like, if you knew that it was a bad, you wouldn't go up to your parent and go, "Hey, mom, I heard this F word. What does it mean?" No, you'd go to your friends first. Or
that's
today
true.
You'd Google it.
Right.
Right, which will give you much nastier results.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think, yeah, I would love to know, you know, and you can call us and join in the conversation. If you're a parent, I would like to know if you actually have that active space with your kids where you're like, "Hey, it's safe. Come and talk to us about anything. I'm not going to slap you or say, how dare you," and shout at you for something.
Well, right? If you're a parent and you've received interesting queries in which you didn't know how to appropriately respond to your kids, call us at 03-77-
Yes, we want those funny stories as well.
Absolutely. 03-77-109,000. You've got some music right now by Queen. It's Killer Queen on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.